here's a story from The World.
This week, the global LGBTQ community lost an icon. Sophie, a transgender electronic music producer, died on Saturday after an accidental fall in Athens, Greece. She was 34. The World's Bianca Hillier has her story.
Even if you've never heard of Sophie, odds are you know her work and might have even danced to it. From this song produced for pop singer Charlie XCX, to this beat for Vince Staples and Kendrick Lamar. Here's a Madonna hit featuring Nicki Minaj. These artists are part of a huge swath of the music industry that's sharing memories and tributes to Sophie this week. But to fans, Sophie was more than a musician.
I immediately really identified with the fact that, oh my God, there's a Scottish trans person in the mainstream media. It's a miracle.
Zane Meadows is from Scotland, just like Sophie. Zane described rural Scotland as a generally tough place to grow up as a queer kid. Knowing that Sophie once walked the same path was a source of hope and power.
I felt like, yeah, just because I'm from Scotland and I'm trans and I'm queer, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be accepted. Like, she managed it, so I can too.
Mag Dixon, speaking from Glasgow, felt the same connection.
She went to schools like we did. She grew up like we did. However gorgeous she is, like, she's not had a glossy magazine life, and definitely feels like one of ours.
Sophie's music career began humbly in Scotland. She told the now shuttered site Lenny Letter that her dad took her to raves as a young kid. By age 10, Sophie wanted to drop out of school and be an electronic music producer. Instead, Sophie picked up DJ gigs at weddings and birthdays before writing her own songs and establishing this head-spinning style. You can really hear it in this 2013 song, Bip. Both fans and music critics admit that these sounds are kind of all over the place. It's futuristic, avant-garde, hyper-pop. Sophie said music should offer the same sort of high-thrill three-minute ride as a theme park roller coaster. For years, the face behind these kaleidoscope tracks remained a mystery. But in 2017, Sophie stepped in front of the camera and came out as transgender in the song It's Okay to Cry. It was the artist's most sentimental ballad to date. Sophie sings about mourning the big occasions a person may miss while on their journey to self-acceptance. Sophie's red curls and lipstick pop against an ethereal sky background. It's memorable and twinkling with pop synths. Mag was in high school when the video was released.
I was still in a really like harsh environment in rural Scotland to be openly gay and questioning my gender. And I remember just bursting into tears, just re-watching and re-watching and re-watching that video.
Though the world now knew Sophie's face, she rarely gave interviews and kept a low-key demeanor on stage. Jade Gomez saw Sophie perform in Brooklyn and says, in the best way possible, it was the queerest she's ever felt.
There were young queer people there and old queer people. It was just so comforting to go into a space where it was an unspoken agreement that you are just like me and I am just like you.
With Sophie's death comes a grieving process for those safe spaces. Jade says Sophie's music is pure joy, but it'll take some time before she can listen to Sophie's songs again without a sharp pang of sadness.
You often forget that your heroes eventually have to go, but you just didn't expect them to go that early, you know?
Sophie's sound isn't leaving the hyper-pop scene anytime soon. Her latest track was released just 2 days before her death. Jade says she knows that Sophie would want people to dance to it. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
And that's where we end things this week. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio in Boston. Have a great weekend.
from PRX.